Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Brewing with the Bears. I'm really happy to be joined this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you're watching, by our fantastic tennis coach, Caitlin Lawrence. Brewing with the Bears, as you know, is sponsored by Shelburne Falls Coffee Roasters. What did you get this morning, Caitlin?
I got an oat milk cortado. What nice. Did you get?
I got a hot black coffee. Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. So when I, one of the early conversations we had when I first got here a few years ago was that you were about to, you were taking a class, I think in town, like a language class.
Oh yeah, I was.
Was it Italian?
Great memory. No, it was French.
French, yeah. One of those European things. And one of the romantic languages.
That's what I was going for, romance.
And that appears to have gone well for you. So. So it seems to me like just in all these things that you're a lifetime learner. Is that fair? Or what was the impetus for that class?
Oh, great question. I appreciate that description of lifetime learner.
Hey, I will own that.
I would like to say that's true, and I think life goes in waves. So sometimes there's, you know, more learning, less learning, but yeah. That is something I'd like to own. Yeah, at that time, I mean, that was just, I'm Canadian, took yeah. French growing up in at school, and then stopped taking it. But my best friend is from France, and we're going to go see her that summer. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna like brush up on this language.
I love that.
Yeah, and took lessons, and that was great. And I managed to help get us through France.
That's good.
Which was good.
You got there and you got back.
Yeah, there we got back.
Had a great trip.
Yeah, huh? One person thought we were actually French speakers for a moment, and then wow. They kept speaking, and we were like, oh, actually, we don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But yeah, I would like to think that I'm a lifelong learner. I think we need to be, right?
Yeah,
like
for
coaches,
sure.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
I think
what
it's just
keeps
like
us going,
changing.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so obviously you did grow up in Canada. See, there is a segue to my questions sometimes.
Oh.
What was your entree into tennis and into competing, but even just tennis generally?
Yeah. I feel like now, like sports specialization, especially in tennis, like most people start like really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not my story. I did like a bunch of other sports growing up. And then at 14, my parents were like, oh, like, why don't you try tennis? And it was like taking lessons in a local park. And the person I was taking lessons with was like, oh, like, you're like, not bad, and like introduced me to a different coach in the area, and then just, you know, really fell into the sport and played a lot, trained a lot, and you know, my coach was like, oh, like you could go play in college in the US if you wanted to. So that kind of became the goal.
Yeah.
It was like the school to have someone kind of open that up was an opportunity for me, because it wasn't something that I would have really thought about. And I didn't grow up in like a tennis community, like we were like a real hockey town.
Yeah.
where I was. Then came here for school and knew I wanted to coach, so.
That's so cool. Left. I was wondering how that went. And I love that you played other sports growing up. I like the idea of athletes not specializing so young and burning out. And that's such a tennis stereotype, but now it's become an everything stereotype.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure you're probably
I just think it's encouraging that cross-training aspect to things and just the mentality of it. What other sports did you play?
Yeah, I played volleyball, basketball. I did cross country, like track and field. Then I had like some like kind of like funny niche embarrassing sports. I was on a jump rope team.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I also did synchronized ice skating.
Wow.
Which are like very weird.
It's not though. I think it's great. And ice skating might come in handy. That balance.
I need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel like like the sport specialization is just kind of wild, because it's just like how doing different sports like and the athleticism and how that translates over, and you probably see it too with your athletes, like being able to tell like who
references sometimes they're not, you know, some of them are really dialed into other sports and other ones just haven't had the experience, and so I'll reference something like how to block the sun, like when you play in the outfield and they're looking at me like I have eight heads, but that I'm used to that, but then, you know, they figure it out. They get in the face a few times, but well, that's cool. So you knew you wanted to coach for a while, and how did you end up down at USC Aiken, where you had a great career, an impressive career, and you got involved in a lot of different things too?
It was really just seeing what my options were. I didn't know a lot about the U.S. education system, so you know, just like kind of reached out to different schools, spread some nets, to spread it out, and yeah, USC can just seem like the best fit at the time.
So cool.
Solid tennis program. I had the academic program. I wanted like an extra in sports science program, and since I knew I wanted to coach, I kind of felt like that would be a good program to do. And just like when I met the team, like I did go on a recruit visit there. When I met the team, it just felt like the best fit. There was someone there
at the time. That says so much about it.
Yeah, there was someone there at the time who was from like my region where like I grew up, and I was like, oh, that also helped. Just kind of feeling like there was a connection.
Yeah, feeling connection. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's just so much about things, and I feel that way when I just encounter your student athletes around. They're very connected to you and to the program, and then with your grad assistants. Who are wonderful, the three of them, in Paige, Soph, and Steph. Can you talk a little bit about, like, you were a graduate assistant here at Smith. Like, how did you end up at Smith in the exercise and sports studies program? And then how did that inform you about how you're navigating and mentoring the grad assistants that you've had in the 8 years that you've been back here as the head coach? Because it's really cool.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the WIC a little bit, too.
Shout out to Central New York and coaching two teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like so many ways, love. Like, this is such a special place. Like, Smith is such a special place. The grad program is so special. That's why I think we have so many people here who, like, have that connection. But again, it kind of goes to me like not knowing a lot. Like, I knew I wanted to coach, and then I was selected to go to the NCAA Career and Sports Forum right as I graduated undergrad and was there. And it was such a great experience.
Yeah,
but everyone was like, oh, if you want to be a college coach, you have to have a master's. And I was like, not anticipating that as part of my path. So then I, you know, just started networking with people I met there, and I met someone who was just about to enter the program. Who was like, oh, I'm going to be doing this program at Smith. You should look into it. It's a really great program.
You love that small world stuff.
I love it. Awesome. It's such a great connection.
Yeah.
So reached out to the coach at the time, Chris Davis, who, legend, was here for 39 years. And yeah, she offered me a spot to come as a grad student the next year. So I took
That's
it.
Really cool.
It was really cool. I loved being here. Learned a lot. And was lucky enough to get to come back. Yeah. And I really just valued that experience of like, as a grad student, getting to learn from my peers in the program, the other coaches, the other admin. So it's just cool to kind of be back. And
it's an amazing environment here for learning, for coaching, for being a student athlete. I mean, I just love it. I know you do too.
Yeah.
And so we have some coaches here who went through ESS, and a couple of your classmates, yes?
A couple of my classmates, yeah. We don't like to brag, you know, we think we're
pretty
good.
I think you should.
Class.
This is the one. Bragging with the Bears. Come on now.
Class of 2017, like to brag about us.
Cheers to class of 2017.
2017, yeah, cheers to that. Yeah, so Claire, our head rowing coach, Emily Lopez, our head softball coach, both part of that class. Then a lot of people in that class are still coaching.
Yeah.
A couple folks are at Bowdoin.
The coaching legacy, the coaching tree of this place is pretty incredible. That's how I first knew about it, was from people who had gone through ESS and were here, and that was years ago. Do you remember what was the first time you coached at all? Like, do you remember it?
I do remember this. A wild situation. I told you I started playing tennis late, and I started coaching early. So I was 15 at like my local club downtown in my city, and the head coach was like, "Oh, you're gonna coach this afternoon summer camp."
By the way,
and I was like, "Great, awesome!" And he left me by myself. I had six students.
Yep.
Two 12-year-olds, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old. And maybe like a 10-year-old. So
you know,
huge,
a typical age group
that
you put together.
Yeah,
I love it.
First time coach, no.
Isn't it great though? Like it's no, like a dap to perish right
no,
in the moment.
I had no oversight. Like, it was just an afternoon camp. It was like from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
But I had no oversight. He was like, okay, see you later. He left. He came back at 4 o'clock.
Started coaching too,
yeah, he was like, how was it? I was like, it was fine. But like, I'm a 15-year-old who like looks like a 13-year-old. Mm. And... but you know, it was a really cool experience because I did have to really adapt.
Yeah.
And like he still let me do it the whole week. And I had to figure out how you're gonna coach these like wide age and level of maturity kids and like make sure they had a good time. But it was a very eye-opening experience. But great, and then I kept getting to do more programs and like learn more. So I took on a lot at like a young age, and it was very like hands off. It was very much like, you are doing this now. You are the
so
you
cool.
are the
coach. And I love what you said. Like among the other things was making sure they had a good time. And have you found that thread just continues with at every level that the importance of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially like our athletes, they do so much.
Yeah.
Like, and I think for them to come, I'm sure you try to do this too. It's like, can we make this the best 2 hours of their day when they're with us?
I should try that. Maybe that's why. No, you're right. Yeah. It's so true though. You want it to be.
Yeah, and we, my team does joke because we talk a lot about like type 1 versus type 2 fun. And they're like, Caitlin, is this type 1 fun or type 2 fun?
I like that.
And I'm like, well, I love type 2 fun. So. but we do try to make sure there's type 1 fun sprinkled in there as well.
For
and
sure.
Luckily, they're such a great group that even if we are doing the type 2 fun, they're good at making it and making it fun. But I mean, like, it is supposed to be. Supposed to be fun, and we are supposed to
absolutely.
Enjoy it. And that's like how we stay.
Because otherwise, like really, why, you know? Because when you have that too, it leads to so many other things.
Mm.
And when people aren't like wound so tightly, when they can be I always say like, I want you to learn how to be maybe in moments intense without being tense.
Yes.
And if they've found some joy and fun in just the journey of it and the process of it, I think they're more likely to manage those moments that are. And especially in a sport where you're playing singles and doubles, like you're on the spot kind of a lot of times in moments, like even in doubles when it's like you serving or it's you returning, it's you, like you're, so I love how your team is going out to see some matches and everything. I just like the culture of it very much. And I know you've done a lot to recruit that into your program, but also develop it within your program.
Yeah, well, like what you said about like balancing, like the being intense but not tense. One of our assistants has this great quote of like, we want high intensity but low tensity.
Yeah, well,
which
that's
is, like
yeah.
very funny and like yeah, like we just want like I think at the end of the day, like we want to feel like we. It's great to feel pressure. That's helpful, but like if we can have fun in those moments, I think we just all play better.
Right. There's that.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can push ourselves and still.
Yeah, this balance of like, we can be intense and also it can be
there can be
fun
some levity
and there can be and finding that balance, which is like a hard balance to find. But.
It is, but it's a great one. I think a lot of discovery happens in those moments.
Yeah,
when they can move through them and beyond them. What's your favorite part of coaching? Like, what's the thing that is like the magic for you?
I mean, there's so much is like so great, right? Like,
no, I'd like
why,
one thing.
Why would we just one thing?
No.
Because there can only be one thing, and the rest, like, we can't, right now, specifically in this moment, I'm just loving how we have like a young group.
Yeah.
So we have 4 first years in our starting lineup, a sophomore, a junior, and overall, just like most of our class year is, you know, young. We have 2 seniors on our team, 3 juniors, and everyone else is, you know, first years or sophomores. And it's just really fun to see how well they're applying all the lessons that they're learning, like from match to match, from practice
That's
to match,
very cool.
and like seeing that really like big jumps in growth. Because they're like, "Hey, this happened in this last match. They didn't love that. Okay, let's make sure that doesn't happen again." And that's just been really cool to see, like the success that they've had in learning, and then how that's also translated into like actual like wins, losses. And like, that's just, I think, really.
It is, cool. It's very cool.
And cool to see them take those lessons and feel excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I'm enjoying the most right now. But I mean,
If
I only have one thing, Kathy.
That's
the one thing
I like that. That's one thing that's, you know, it's kind of an umbrella thing too, though, I think, which is great. You know, looking at your schedule and your results and everything, and I love like what looks to me like a pretty curated schedule, in a great way of a, kind of a mix of opponents, challenging at different levels and I'm sure in different ways. And you had a big win over a ranked opponent recently, and this is part of things. And then you have a trip coming up to California. With 3 teams that I don't believe we've played before.
No.
But, you know, for different reasons, and that's going to lead right into NUMAC competition. So can you talk a little bit about just your thoughts about how things are going so far in the semester and kind of, you know, you've talked about the lessons and the growth already of this group and just what you're looking forward to and with what's to come and based on what's been happening.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, we feel so excited. Like, we did, like, this schedule is highly curated. You know, our non-conference schedule, we only scheduled teams who finished last year in the rankings ranked ahead of us.
Yeah.
So, and we really had goals to, you know, we knew we were going to be challenged, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, but to figure out how we can, you know, move ourselves up in those national rankings. And it's been cool to see how well our team has taken on that challenging schedule, and that we have had, you know, we got that big win over Skidmore. Beating Conn was also really good for us because they finished ranked higher than we did last year as well. Really close match with Williams over the weekend. So we're feeling really, really excited. And again, like, I think it just goes back to, like, I think the team is really motivated. They're really excited and they are applying all of those lessons. And I think I've always kind of defined our team as like a learning team, because I feel like every time in the time that I've been here that we've had like a setback, they've really taken the initiative to be like, how do we overcome this and move forward as a group? And they're really motivated.
That's great.
And they really initiate that. So I think that's just like a really cool kind of mindset for them to all have, and like just like kind of sets up like we really feel like anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, we have this thing where we say allow for the possibility, but I love how your team takes initiative, but they also trust that you trust them, because, you know, it gives them, you've given them the, like, the agency to, you know, make decisions and sort it out and be problem solvers in their own, in their own journeys, which I love.
Well, I think our sports are kind of similar that way. It's like, we, like, you can yell things from the sideline, and like I can coach them between points and like on the change of ends. But, like, so much of it is like what they're gonna do.
Right,
make like, the, they have to figure it out in live time. They have to make those adjustments. So like there is so much trust. It's like you, at the end of the day, like we have to let them do it.
Yep.
Which I think is what makes our sports so much fun, because we do get to see them like apply. Like,
yeah, it really apply is. That. And you don't always want to wait. You know, just tell the players, and it's the same thing you're doing. Like, I don't always want to wait till halftime to make adjustments. Like, you guys can do that out on the field, and they can do it out on the court.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not a, you're not a coach that's, like, managing every minute or over-managing, which is great. Like, but they know what to do because your training is so outstanding. And, yeah, I love it. I love watching you guys play. So you come back from this California. When are you taking? So you play on St. Patty's Day. So when are you taking off to get out there?
We leave Saturday, the 14th.
Oh, nice. So you, okay.
We'll
so
have a couple days to adjust. That's we'll play nice. Chapman on the Tuesday, Redlands on the Thursday, Caltech on the Friday, and then we'll come back.
That's a great
trip. Have a couple
trip.
Off days. It's gonna be fun.
That's a really great
really
trip.
Yeah, really good trip. Good schedule.
Yep.
We feel excited to take on some new teams out of region that we haven't played before, and just kind of.
And there's something about traveling with a team too that just all kinds of wonderful things. Sometimes some, you know, not wonderful things, but. Yeah,
they've
but
got,
as long as they, yeah. you know, they have to, you know, show up to the gate and stuff on time. And,
yeah,
you know.
They've got great things planned. They're really excited to make a Costco run, of all things. Very excited about that. I'm happy that that's what they want in their activity.
Yeah, I think I'll do that with my team, but we'll go down at West Springfield.
I love that they're like, can we go to Costco? Like, that's what you want to do when we go to California? I'm like, sure, and that makes my life so easy.
No, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, we're going to meet up some alums while we're out there, too, which will be fun.
Oh, the alums will love that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to show up in full force, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, like, that's the team's making a ping pong bracket. They want to do a ping pong tournament, all of that. So, like, yeah, they're just, like, ready to go out, you know, compete, have fun. I think we're excited to kind of show what we can do out of region. Last year, we chose to stay in region over break and kind of take on some schools around here and just see what happened there. I think they're excited to kind of...
Yeah. It's a great trip. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. So you're from Canada, so I guess I could, you know, jump into some tropes about hockey, and I won't jump into Olympic hockey. If you miss poutine or anything like that, but you are an avid and an excellent baker.
Oh, thank you.
What's your thing? What's your favorite thing to bake, or what's your favorite, like, yeah?
Oh yeah.
Or is it just all of it?
Yeah, so I most frequently I just make chocolate chip cookies because I could eat a chocolate chip cookie every day.
You go walnuts in there, or nuts, or no nuts? What's your...
So right now I'm really loving, there's this pistachio halva chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that's
nice. I'll make some for you. I'm going for Thank you. You. I actually have a carrot cake on my list to make for you.
Oh, yeah. She makes a great carrot cake. You could just chuck this whole coaching thing and have a whole cottage industry. Or do both.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Think I do that, yeah.
We need you in coaching. Yeah. And I need you. Well, I don't need you in baking, but, you know, I'd like you.
I'm
going to
make you a carrot cake. It's on my to-do list whenever the timing comes. You might need to wait like 6 months.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, I love making it. That's easy. But my favorite thing to probably make is like choux pastry.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like cream puffs or eclairs or things like that. But that's like only like around the holidays when there's like more time.
Yeah. That's cool, though. Yeah. A good cream puff. I mean, that's it, right?
It's just like fun. Right? Yeah.
It is. That's good.
A little bit different than like every day.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Do you have a favorite? Like, Smith has so many wonderful traditions and celebrations and everything. Do you have a favorite Smith tradition?
Yeah. I love Ivy Day.
Yeah.
Like Ivy Day illuminations. I always
talk about that a little bit because it's so cool.
It's the day before graduation, and it starts with Ivy Day in the morning. So the alumni come back on campus, and there's like a parade with the graduating class and the alumni, and that's just really delightful and like joyful to see like all these classes coming together and like kind of celebrating Smith and the accomplishments of our graduating class. And then that night they do illuminations, which is when they put lanterns all throughout the campus.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The a cappella groups all stay on campus. So at different parts of campus, you walk around and you hear them singing. And it's just like the most beautiful time of year. It's just so magical. There's so much good energy on campus. I always tell my underclass people that they should stay.
Definitely.
I try to work reunion, try to work graduation, because you can experience it, because it's so great, and only experience it like once as a senior, like, isn't enough. Like, you should be on campus at that time of year. So actually, a lot of my team is going to stay back this year, because
It really is wonderful, and to experience it is such a great thing. And anything else? Anything you wish I'd asked you, or happy that I didn't?
No, Kathy, that was very, very thorough. But what's your favorite Smith tradition?
I have a few of them. Winning is my favorite Smith tradition, and I think...
trying to get the brownie points to Kristen. I gave the wrong answer.
No. It's not. Actually, what I'm trying to do is I want all of our student athletes and our students generally, but to just embrace winning, because I think sometimes it's something that when you experience it as a result of really good practices, not just on the field or the court or the pool or anything like that, but when you really strive to be your best at things and to work with and for one another, I think that leads to great things. And I think Smith, in all aspects of this place, has a great winning tradition.
Yeah.
And when I see the celebrations of like Ivy Day and illuminations and graduation and call up everything, those are winning traditions to me.
Yeah.
And so... I like that. I like that it permeates all aspects of this place. And that's why I really admire and respect what you're doing and how you're doing it, because I think you embody that in such a good way. And I appreciate you doing this with us this morning.
Yeah.
Another shout out to Shelburne Falls Coffee for providing this, and to Ciara for making sure that we stay somewhat on task.
I think we did a good job.
And corralling us. This has been great.
Yeah,
anytime.
Thanks.
Cameras or not. Thank you.
Thank you.